Hi, hello, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. I'm so sorry last week got away from me. It was kind of busy. I had a show Tuesday night. I saw Jinx Monsoon and Bem de la Creme, their holiday show. It was amazing. Talk about that a little bit. And then Thursday night, I went to pick my mom up from the airport because she went to Australia to see Robbie Williams. That's Robbie Williams. I was telling people that when they're like, "Oh, why is your mom in Australia?" I was like, "Oh, she went to go see Robbie Williams." They're like, "He's dead." I go, "No, Robbie, not Robin. We know Robin has passed away. We get that." We're seeing like international superstar known everywhere else but America, pretty much. Robbie Williams. I think this was like her third time going to see him. She saw him once in Mexico City, like years ago. And then she actually, no, she's seen him like four times, three times performing. And then she flew out to like Iowa or something like that to see him with like some tr soccer charity thing. He was not singing. And then myself, my sibling, and my mom all saw him in Vegas March 2019, and that was sick. Like my mom and I literally ran into him at the casino, at Wynn Casino. We literally ran into him. It was great. And then she went to Australia to see him again. She has friends in Australia, so she wasn't completely like alone. And she saw him three times. She like met him again. And he does it with this one particular song. So she's up front at like the barricades, and then there's a space in the stage. And she had a sign and it said, like, "I flew 10,000 some odd miles to see you." And so she kind of gets picked in the crowd. I'm not 100% sure how. And he goes down and he talks to her. And she's like, "Yeah, I'm missing Thanksgiving to see you." And he's like, "You're missing Thanksgiving? That's amazing." And she asks him, like, "Why does no one else in America like know me? Like, why haven't you told your friends about me?" And my mom's like, "They can't afford to." 'Cause she literally flew halfway around the world to see this man. And he's like, "Wow, that's great. You're a real life American." And then he goes on to sing the song She's the One. And when my boyfriend was telling me about this before I saw the video, he's like, "Yeah, he sang her a song. I think like he made it up and sang it to her." I watched the video and I was like, "No, he does that with that song. He'll pick out a couple or a person." And when he goes, you know, "She's the one, she's the one," he'll say, like, "Laura's the one. I hope you love my singing. I promise." Well, I can't fully promise to never do that again, but like, it's okay. And he sang that to her. I believe, I don't know if that was the first or second night. And then she saw him three times in total. She got me a sick t-shirt with all his touring dates on it because I love those. And she just like got to hang out with her friends, which is pretty cool. So that's what I did Thursday night, was go to pick her up. I was so tired getting her. But once I got to the airport, I was looking for baggage claim six. I didn't realize that it was like split into two, the like gate where you go and get them. So I'm going up to a door and it says do not enter, and the woman is stopping me, which I understand. I was like, "No, where's baggage claim six?" She goes, "Downstairs." And I was like, "No." And she goes, "Downstairs." And so I go downstairs. There's only baggage claims one through three. So it is like 10:20 at night. No one's there, really. So I go to like this computer hub to ask a question, and I had to like cross the street to go to baggage six. And I feel like Logan Airport should have a sign saying like baggage claims 1 through 3 and then like 4 through 6 the other side, because nowhere did it say that. Nowhere. So I was enraged, so which woke me up. And then I got, you know, picked her up, got her home, we drove home, and I went to bed. And I didn't go to work Friday because, like, I had the PTO, like, why go? And I got a lot done, actually. I, like, made a bunch of things for Christmas presents. I can't fully say what they are because I don't know if they listen, but they might. But I got a ton of things done. I did make these, like, stocking faces. And by faces, I mean I, like, quilt stockings. So I cut up a bunch of Christmas fabric, sewed strips of it, and then cut the shape out. And I posted about it. Like, oh, if anyone wants them, they're like, I'll sew them up in $20. And if I have to ship it, you know, I'll ship it and add that into the cost. And no one's claimed it. I did make one for my Secret Santa. I guarantee you that they do not listen to this. And it's just so cute. I put their initial on it and sewed that on. I am very excited to give it to them. We do that in like 2 weeks. I think I can wait 2 weeks. And went to like a cute craft fair. Bought a ton of gifts there. Did I buy myself stuff? Yeah, I did. Stickers. Didn't need them. Bought them. Wanted them. I did get these big, like, 5-gallon buckets from work, and I covered one in stickers. I might do that again because I have a ton of RuPaul stickers, like RuPaul Drag Race stickers. So, like, they are of Ru herself and himself, both in and out of drag, sayings that, you know, Ru has said, and then just stickers of various drag queens. I did order more stickers of drag queens, like Sasha Kobe, icon, Jinx Monsoon, icon, couple Trixie Mattel, icon, which I guess is just like a good transition into seeing Jinx and Dayla's show. I saw them Tuesday night in Boston. It was amazing. I did see Jinx back in June, just Jinx. And then when the Jinx and Dayla tickets went on sale in, I think it was like July, maybe, I bought the tickets. I bought 2 tickets. Not fully having a person to go with, but I bought them anyways. And I texted my friend who also went with me to the show in June. Like, I bought 2 tickets. One is yours. If you want to go. If not, I was going to make my boyfriend go, regardless if he wanted to. But he agreed. And by he, I mean my friend that I went with in June, not Andy. No fun. So we went, and there's a little like backstory to this. Monday night, I was like, oh, I should look for the tickets. I couldn't find them. I swear to God, I got printable tickets like that I had mailed to me. I thought I did. I guarantee you I'll find them in a week when, or like, not a week. I'll find them the week after we clean up for Christmas. They'll be like right there. So I'm freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I can't find the tickets. I go to call like Ticketmaster's website or Bok Wing Theater. I went to go call someone. And it was like, oh my God, I don't have the order number or anything. But like, I could give them their credit card that I used. I have that. I know that. So as I'm on the phone calling them, I go, I should log on to Ticketmaster and see if that's where the tickets are. It ended up being a race against the clock because I didn't want to speak to a person at like 6:30 at night because I'm a dumb fuck. And I log in. There they are. My tickets are in my Ticketmaster app. Yep. The gentleman comes on the phone, says, hi, my name is so-and-so. How can I help you? And I went, I am so sorry. I'm an idiot. And he like nervously laughs like, okay. I go, all I had to do was log into my Ticketmaster account and my tickets were there. I apologize for calling you. And he goes, oh, and I go, thank you for your help. And he goes, oh, okay. Have a good rest of your night. And hung up the phone. So it was me. I was an idiot. I still think I have like physical tickets somewhere, but doesn't matter. I had the ones you could put into like your Apple Wallet. I immediately sent my friend Brian his ticket, and then I kept one and had it downloaded in my phone because I wasn't going to risk it for that biscuit. But then it was weird because the next day I go to work and I'm, you know, just bopping around and looking on my calendar on my phone, it had lines through it saying that the show was canceled, but like nowhere was, did it say it was canceled? Like I went to Wang Theater's website. I went to Jinx and Dayla's Instagram separately and the show's Instagram to see like, is it canceled? Like the fuck? It wasn't. And I was like, well, here goes nothing. Finish work, drive to his house, give him his Christmas present, which was actually on time. Shockingly, usually we get each other like a Christmas present and we don't give it to each other till like June, which would be in between both of our birthdays, mine in May, his in July. So usually it ends up being like 6 months later, but I actually was proud of myself. I was proud of both of us. Sadly, the shot glass fell to the ground and shattered, and I had to stand there and wait for my boyfriend to bring me shoes so I could clean up the glass. It was from the Britney Spears musical, Baby One More Time, or Once Upon a One More Time is what it was from. I didn't even get to use it to take like a shot of pre-workout because I don't really drink. It just decided to fall on the floor just right and shatter because I've dropped other things and not had them break. But that's not the point. We drive into Boston. We park. We go out to eat. There's this bar in Boston called, I don't know if it's called Nash Bar or Nashville Bar, but it's got a Nashville vibe to it. So like Southern hipster type food. Really good. We got sliders and French fries. Can't go wrong with that. And inhaled it because we were both very hungry. Hung out there for a bit. And then we like walked down the street and there's this hotel bar place, like literally 3 minutes away from the venue. And it had this really cool bus in it with like playbills in it from the various shows that have played in Boston, which was really cool. And then there was writing on the windows and you're supposed to read it left to right. But because there's a line down the middle, because it's a like a sliding bus window, I was reading it up and down, knowing fully it was wrong. And it just made it that much funnier. So we hung out there for a few because it was cold out. I know it's winter, but if the wind wasn't whipping around, I think we could have stood outside. But it was windy, which made it that much worse. So we like hung out in there for a couple, and then at like 7:20, we're like, oh, the door should be open. And they were, and we got right in. And the gentleman who was scanning our phones was so adamant that I put my phone perpendicularly to like the scanner because I was like, oh, here it is. He goes, no, you have to do it like this. And he was an older gentleman. Probably in his 60s. I don't know. I'm not trying to age shame. It was just one of those things where he was probably shown this is how it's done. So now he has to do it that way. He's not going to try any other way. And the ticket scanned and I got in. So clearly the show was not canceled. I don't know what happened. I got in and I did not care at that point because of the ordeal I went through the night before. Then we went to the merch line and they did like a meet and greet before and it was really cool. People got like a special ornament. They got a lanyard. I think they got a picture and something else maybe. I had never seen Jinx or Dayla's holiday show ever. So I did not purchase a VIP package. If I go next year, maybe I will. In the merch line, I didn't need a t-shirt because I would need a t-shirt like I need another hole in my head or a mug. I got an enamel pin. It's their faces. It's really cool. And I love when artists offer enamel pins because I find it's a great way to collect something that doesn't take up a lot of space. And I've talked about it before, but I collect enamel pins. So bought that instantly. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it with all my other enamel pins that I like really collect or people have gotten from me from certain places, or if I'm going to put it on like my jacket, because I have a denim coat with a bunch on it as well. And then I got an ornament because it's Christmas, and the packaging is beautiful. It looks like an old ornament box from like the 60s. And the ornament is Jinx and Dayla like hugging each other. And I believe Jinx is in a red dress and Dayla's in a green one. And there's like a Christmas tree painted between the two of them. I'll post about it. Don't you worry. And then we find our seats. And my seats were definitely better than when I went to see Steve Martin and Martin Short at the same venue back in May. I was actually able to see the screen this time. My mom bought me the tickets for my birthday to the Steve and Martin show. And I, myself and my boyfriend couldn't see the screen. So this time we could. So maybe next year I'll get closer again and get VIP to see the whole stage. So we find our seats. We sit down. Jinx and Dayla come on stage. And they go on to explain that they've done this show for since, I believe it was like 2019. So they've done it for about 5-ish years now. And each show has had a different theme. And in the end, they always find out like the true meaning of Christmas. And so then they go on like, oh, we don't have a theme. We'll leave. And the theme of this show was like, the show's not going to let you leave. You have to do the show or you can't go home. And it was great. They took popular songs and Christmatized them. Is that a word? Christmatized? So Dayla goes to sing Jinx a song about a little mug instead of the song Jitterbug, which I believe is a Wham song. And instead it's a little mug of hot cocoa. It was great. And they did various covers. They had amazing costume changes. Jinx's heel broke during one of the songs. And I don't think it was planned because Jinx was like, what, breaking character or like breaking that third wall and just openly laughing. So it definitely seemed like this. I did not mean to break my heel, but it broke and here we are. And it was funny. Jinx had like costume changes on stage and they wore like this red corset and were just changing in and out of their costumes. It was great. My favorite performance, or one of them, I don't know what song Jinx sang, but Jinx was wearing like a white dress and they had black light and a like a white snowman. And the dancers were dressed in all black, so you couldn't see them. So the snowman looked like he was, like, floating on stage. It was really cool. I don't know what song Jinx was, like, kind of covering. But it was about Frosty, the snowman. And then Dayla did a cover of Kylie Minogue's Padum Padum. But it was, like, a little drummer boy-esque. I did take a little video clip. I will also post that. And it was great. I'm a Dayla fan. I can't say I wasn't one before. Dayla wasn't one of the drag queens that I followed. I loved Jinx from her season and, you know, Trixie from her season and Raja from her season. Dayla, I just remember Dayla eliminating herself and putting white out on her lipstick when she left. Dayla probably would have won that season. But it was a great cover Christmasization of it. I don't know what you would call that, but it was a sick cover. And then Jinx did a song too about like sexy Krumpus. And instead of like Santa baby, won't you come down my chimney tonight? It was sexy Krumpus. Why don't you like get in me tonight? And one of the dancers was dressed as sexy Krumpus. And it was everything that I wanted. The whole show was so good. I've never seen anything better. Honestly, I've seen kind of relates to it because Brian was in it. I've seen like A Christmas Carol, and my friend Brian was in that. Of course, that was different than this, but this Christmas show is everything I've ever wanted and needed in a show. Christmas music that is not Christmas music. And next to that, RuPaul has a Christmas album out. It's amazing. I've listened to it once a day, every day for the past 2 weeks since Thanksgiving. It's great. You can shake your ass to it. And who doesn't want that? And it's all original songs. Can't go wrong with it. I highly suggest you stream it wherever you can. And speaking of RuPaul, I don't know. Have you guys seen the new ad? Like, I think it came out today. The new ads have dropped for the new season, season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race, that is going to be on MTV. I think it's like January 5th, something like that. It looks so good. I don't know who any of the queens are. I usually don't. But I am very excited for it. And obviously I'm going to watch it because I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I watched it back when it was all the way on Logo. And then VH1 and Paramount. I've seen... The only season I have not seen is the first one with Zahara, who won the first season. I started with season 2. And then I've gone back and watched every other one. And... it was great. I had seen all but like 3 seasons. I loved everyone who's won. I have my favorites from each season. But like, when does the new season come out? It comes out January 5th on MTV. I'll be there. I'll be watching it. You should too. I couldn't tell you who my favorite is because I don't know any of them. But... I'm excited. Anything? I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, nominations for, I believe, Critics' Choice Awards have come out. And who both Meryl and Steve were nominated. Steve Martin was nominated for Best Actor in a Comedy Series for the Critics' Choice. And then Meryl Streep was nominated for Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. Pretty sure Meryl will win it because she always does and she deserves it. As we know, I was not a Meryl Streep fan prior, but now I am. I love her. Except for like Bridges Over Madison County, but I think a lot of us can agree on that one. But I love her. She should win. She better win. And then last night, on Jeopardy, the final Jeopardy question, for any of you who watch, I have a strict schedule on the weekdays. I go to bed by 8 p.m. and I get up very early. I've put in 12 hours already. So at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, we watch Jeopardy in this house. And the final Jeopardy question was, the title locale of this series is really the Belle Nord, dating back to 1908 and located on 86th and Broadway on NYC's Upper West Side. And I believe it had to do with TV shows, like 2020 TV shows, like 2020s TV show series. So my boyfriend's like, maybe he's this. I go, no, it's a show that came out in the 2020s, not prior to. And I was like, I think that's only Murders in the Building. And I was right. So Only Murders in the Building is global. I mean, I know it is. It's just, I only know maybe 2 people that watch it. My mom and my friend Bridget. Not many other people watch it. And I don't get it. I mean, I get it. But I don't. I tell people all the time they should watch it. And they're like, who's in it? I'm like, Steve Martin. They're like, great. I'm like, Martin Short. They're like, great. I go, Selena Gomez. And they're like, ooh. And I'm like, I had that same thought too, as we all know about Selena prior to this show. I missed her era on Disney Channel. I did see Spring Breakers. I just never watched anything she was in, to be honest. So seeing her in this, I was like, she's a great actress. And she is. She deserves all the accolades she is getting. So I tell him, like, no, you need to watch it. It's a hilarious show. And it's funny. well, obviously it's funny, it's hilarious, but it's got serious moments in it. It's got stupid moments in it. It's just, it's good. It's almost appropriate for all ages, almost, besides them swearing a bit, but I probably saw worse when I was a child compared to most children nowadays, and that's fine. I'm fine. But I just try and tell people, like, guys, you should watch it. And I don't think anyone listens to me. Not that I always hype up the podcast on the show. Not on the show. At work either. I get slightly embarrassed by it, but, like, I should just get over it. But not a lot of people at my job watch the same stuff I watch. They all watch, like, anime and SpongeBob. And, like, scary shit. And I'm not about any of those, really. I remember watching SpongeBob when it first came out when I was in middle school. Like, 20 years ago. The only anime I've ever really watched was maybe, like, some Sailor Moon, Hello Kitty, and Miyazaki. The gentleman who did My Neighbor Totoro. If I pronounced his name right. Otherwise, I don't really watch anime. So, and like Pokemon here and there, if that's anime. But otherwise, I never got into it. The only cartoons I like really watch are Bob's Burgers and Archer, which are like the same show because the lead is the same voice. But I did find out a girl that I work with, she also watches Doctor Who. And I was like, oh, thank you. I have not built up the courage to watch either of the two episodes of the 60th anniversary because I'm not ready to cry yet, because bringing back the 10th Doctor, who was also the 14th, he's not come back as the 10th. He is both the 10th Doctor and the 14th Doctor, it has been stated. And then Donna Noble, Catherine Tate, is back as her character. I'm not ready to watch that yet because I'm still devastated from what he had to do to her the first time. Wiping her brain so she can't remember it. And if she does, she could die. Spoiler alert. I'm so sorry. But like, that devastated me. And so I'm not ready to watch it. I will probably watch all three parts this weekend. Just watch it all back to back to back. Which I think was my plan anyway. Maybe I will do like a brief overview of all three together rather than taking notes and talking about all three, because that could be a 6-hour series in and of itself, because Doctor Who is so not inclusive. And by not inclusive, I don't mean like they don't have characters of different races, backgrounds, and all that. I mean, there's not a million characters, but there's a lot of detail. And I'm not always one to pick up on Easter eggs or hidden gems and like link it together. And sometimes in Doctor Who, you can't do that because some shit doesn't get explained. I did like a 2-parter episode on Doctor Who, kind of. And some stuff doesn't get explained in Doctor Who. They just move on and don't care. And then some stuff they do explain. And Doctor Who is the show that taught me, just don't question it. Just watch the show to watch it. And usually by the end of the season, it will all get wrapped up in a pretty little bow and explained. Like, Doctor Who taught me that. If Doctor Who has taught me anything, it's that. And that time is wibbly, wobbly, timey-wimey. It's not linear. It's a big mesh of gobbledygook. So, I haven't watched that yet. I haven't brought up the nerve to watch it because I don't. That's one of the few shows I think I openly cried with at the end. There are other shows I've watched with other, that I know other people did, and they're like, you didn't cry when this happened or that happened. I was like, no. Doctor Who was one of those shows that has and had definitely like given me that lump in my throat, and I cried. Another show that has also done that to me, and my boyfriend watches it with me, is Call the Midwife. That show has fucked me up a couple of times. By the end of any episode, you're either crying happy tears or sad tears. There's no in between. If you haven't watched that show, you should. I believe it's all on Netflix. Hashtag not sponsored, but... And then with both of these shows, Doctor Who and Call the Midwife, will have Christmas specials that I'll have to watch. But I believe the Christmas special for Doctor Who this year is the first official episode of what will be the 15th Doctor. I will not pronounce the gentleman's name because I will fuck it up so bad. It is the, I want to say African-American, but the African-British actor from Sex Education. He's beautiful. He is the new Doctor. I am really excited. And he's got a new companion, a blonde woman. I don't know her name. But I'm very excited to see his tenure. I've said this before. I mean, the 10th Doctor is definitely my favorite. But I've liked every Doctor since Eccleston. I loved Eccleston. He was a great way to introduce the series. I loved Tennant. And I feel like everyone loved Tennant. And no one could do wrong. And then Matt Smith was great. And a lot of people compared Smith and Tennant to each other. When I don't think they're comparable. They're two different people. They did two different things with the Doctor. And I loved both of them. And then after Smith was Capaldi. And I love Capaldi. I would say Capaldi, my top three Doctors probably would be Tennant, Smith, and Capaldi. And no one is number one because it could ever change depending on the episode or my mood. And I have not seen, again, the 60th anniversary episode. So Tennant could move up a bit. I don't know. But then after Capaldi was Whittaker, I liked Jodie Whittaker. Some people hated the fact that a woman was being the Doctor. Nowhere did it say the Doctor had to be a man. I was sad they didn't make her ginger because the Doctor has always wanted to be ginger. That's redhead for some people who don't realize that. Not cowboy copper. Red. Auburn. I hate that. I liked Jodie Whittaker. I thought she did well. I liked her. I wasn't mad that they put a woman in this spot. That's stupid. I was like, okay, nowhere did it say that the Doctor had to have a dick. If that's what he has, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to the new Doctor. The show's either going to... I think the show will air on BBC America and Disney Plus. And I at least know how to get to Disney Plus on my TV. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that covers it now for this past couple weeks. I have a couple of ideas. I am going to put questions out on the Instagram. So if you could follow it. It is something.about.podcast. I'm going to put a couple questions out there. I'd like some answers or suggestions to the questions I ask. And then I'll probably also share it on my personal Facebook page. Schley_guy. SCHLEY_GUY. The same question because not everyone follows my podcast page. And if you could rate, like, and review, that would be amazing. Oh, and just speaking of, I got the like podcast wrapped stuff, and I created 777 minutes angel number this past year. My top country was the United States. I got an 80% growth in followers, and I am the top for 4 fans. I love that. I was in the top 5 for 15 people and in the top 10 for 18 people. I don't know who any of you are, but I greatly appreciate all of it. My episode of the year was episode 1 of season 3, The Show Must, the one where we see Ben die. And I'm just so thankful for all of you. And hopefully next year I get a little bit better at this. I am getting a little bit better every year. I'm going to think out more episodes. And I probably will be resharing seasons 1 and 2 episodes on the podcast stream because the show is going to be playing on ABC in January. I think to fill in that gap until the scripted TV shows come back after the writer's strike in February. So I think this is going to help fill in that gap. So I'll probably be resharing those episodes just if people want to go back and listen, let's watch it so they'll keep showing the show and we can pick up more listeners. The show can pick up more viewers because it deserves it. And again, thank you guys. Rate, like, and review. I love all of you and talk to you later.